Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
John, I want to talk a little bit about the different forms of unbelief, because when we encounter people, we're going to for sure encounter one of these three forms of unbelief. What are they?
Well, there's doubt. You know, we ask people, give me a synonym of unbelief, and the words are going to be all over the map, including things like doubt, and
unsure. Unsure, maybe indecision.
Yeah, unsure. And they'll go all the way from something that's very willful to something that is very abstract, like doubt and emotional. And I took that and said, wait a minute, maybe all the words that are given as synonyms of doubt fall into three categories. And one of those categories is ignorance. People do not know. As a result, they don't believe. Then there's doubt, where they're vacillating. Oh, it could be this, could be that. I really don't know where to land on this. And then there are those who are in decisioned unbelief.
Mm-hmm.
That is, they're there because they said, no way, I refuse to accept this. And therefore, that's also a form of unbelief. And so I broke it down into saying, if people are in ignorant unbelief, then what they need is information.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody needs to tell them because they don't know.
Ignorance is not a bad word here, is it?
In doubt. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I said ignorant is not a bad word in this situation, is it?
No, I don't mean ignoramus.
Right,
I'm talking about simply being uninformed.
Right.
About that. That's why witnessing is a part of Christian faith, is because there are so many people who just don't know. So that's one form of unbelief, and you have to have somebody to tell them and somebody to help them to learn. The other one, doubt, though, is also the issue of needing information. But there, the person eventually, you can search and search and search and search all your life, but somewhere along the line, you're going to have to decide what the weight of the evidence really is and make a decision. And so somewhere along the line, the individual who is in doubt has to weigh all the information they have and come to either decision unbelief, or they come to faith. And then, of course, if they come to decision unbelief, they've already transformed over to the issue of will. And when you meet somebody who really continually rejects any information you give them, they don't want to hear the Bible, everything is no, 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 then what you're left with is to pray for that person.
Mm-hmm.
Because only the Holy Spirit, it can break through that, in a sense, refusal, that blindness. And so you either witness, share information, or you pray for the individual to come down to a solid choice, or you pray for people who are in decision to unbelief. So unbelief can be kind of a complicated word, but I've tried to make it simple by saying it's one of three different options.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.